Hi, Paul Sackus, Good News Broadcast, speaking to Debbie McCumber. Hi, Debbie, how are you?
Hi, I'm great. How are you?
I'm great, too, because I got a lot of good stuff in front of me here. I have your new book, okay, 92 Pacific Boulevard, a Cedar Cove novel. Congratulations.
Thank you. That's book 9 in the series.
And you've sold 100 million books. Congratulations. Such a best-selling author. What do you think it is about your books that make people get them, read them, and be happy to have had that experience?
You know, I think it's the fact I'm just a good storyteller. I don't let words get in the way of my story. I just want to tell the story, and people relate to that. They want to hear the story. They want to listen to it. They want to read it, and they get involved in the characters. And that's really my gift. I'm a storyteller. That's the gift God gave me.
All righty, that's a beautiful. And were you given this gift early on, or did it evolve?
You know what? I think it's an inherited thing. My grandfather was a wonderful storyteller, my father too, and my children are as well.
So all good. But now we're live from storytelling to live from the Cedar Cove Days Festival in Port Orchard, Washington. What's going on there?
Well, a lot of people, because of the series, were visiting my hometown of Port Orchard, which I based the Cedar Cove series on. And I very thinly disguise things around town. There is a library with a mural. There is a totem pole. There is a marina. There are the restaurants in town. The family pancake house in the series is called the Pancake Tower. So they're all very thinly disguised. And people were coming to town all on their own. The town leaders realized that, and they said, well, let's give them a reason. So they're throwing a 5-day festival right here in Port Orchard, just welcoming the world. We have 37 states represented and 3 countries.
Yay! Are they doing any knitting there as well?
Yes, we actually had a knit-in yesterday. There's some high teas and some dessert socials, and it's fun. And there's tours. My children are doing the tour buses. There's 33 different tours that are taking place, and they're going to all of the spots in the series. There's dropping off at the houses, the addresses, and driving through town and showing us a 2-hour tour. And along the way, the characters are stopping and getting on the bus and saying hello and giving the readers a real experience of what they're told.
And this Knit Along With You, Debbie, a charity guide for knitters, says 18 projects and 14 featured charities. What is that all about?
Well, I'm an avid knitter, and Leisure Arts, which is a arts and crafts company, picked up the fact that I am such a good knitter. Well, I don't mean good, but I love to knit. And they asked if they could do pattern books based on my fiction books. And so, I was able. That's just great in me. I mean, I didn't do anything to do this other than just put my name to it. So my husband and I are giving all the money to charity, which works out really well, because you cannot give and not receive back. And the charity book is about, there are a lot of knitting charities out there, and this just gives the readers the patterns to knit for these charities and a place to send them.
It's beautiful. Hats for chemotherapy patients, helping at home, correctional facilities, warm woolies, creating knitwear for children in need. Good stuff here.
It is good.
All righty, that's beautiful. Then there's another Knit Along With You at the Cedar Cove Collection. What is this one? This is like different. What are these? These are people that have written to you?
Here, the characters themselves that have designed patterns for it. You know, this is all fictional, of course, but this is Cedar Cove Knit Along, yeah.
That's beautiful. Well, let's talk food here now, because we're another level. Cedar Cove Cookbook. What's that? Now, I'm a very hungry person now.
Oh, I know it. Somebody asked me why I wrote that, and I said, because I was hungry.
So are these all, is this what you cook at home, and what is your address?
It is what I cook at home. A good many of those recipes are my very own. And the readers themselves asked for this cookbook. I would mention a food, casually mention a food like blueberry muffins that Peggy Belden at the Bed and Breakfast thing. And I get flooded with requests for that recipe, so it just was a natural progression to gather those recipes together and put them into a cookbook.
Coconut layer cake, cherry pie. Now, those are Southwest taco salad and charred corn, chili pie, pork chops, so you have all the Asian peanut noodle. Boy, you must be some cook, because there's a lot of different kinds of recipes here.
There are, and there's little notes there from one of the characters, whose name is Charlotte, and she's compiled those recipes together. So she's put little notes on them, so it gives the readers just a little bonus, a little added value, something extra from Charlotte as she's sharing insider secrets about the other characters in the novel.
Now, let me ask you one question, though. How do you have any time to cook, write books, knit? Debbie, what are you, a 24-hour awake person?
Well, I am a very early riser. I was born with a happy gene. That's what my husband calls it. I just wake up happy in the morning, and I get up about 4. So, generally, and so I don't need a lot. I sleep about 5 to 6 hours a night.
Wow, because you're packing in a lot here.
Yes, I am.
Well, that's great. That's super. What do you suggest for other people to do the same? How do you suggest for what is one of the considerations that you would say to somebody to get a lot done?
You know, I would say live a life of gratitude. I know that doesn't sound like a natural sequential thing there, but when you are grateful, you are more aware of others, and you just tend to appreciate life more.
I love it. Debbie, congratulations. Always a pleasure and honor to get to speak with you. Keep up the good work and the good charitable efforts. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Paul.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.